Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the Soul Food A La Carte Issue 2. We start out with just a phrase from Psalm 119:75. In faithfulness, you have afflicted me. What an amazing statement that is in Scripture. I would urge you to give some thought to that. In fact, if you want to go down to the comments and list some insights that you get as you meditate on this, I would challenge you. Think of 10 implications for your life. 10 implications from that little phrase. And whichever ones are the most significant to you, go ahead and put them in the comments. A sermon by James McDonald, I May Never Know Why. This is, you know, when I saw the title of this sermon, I thought, oh, I don't know if I need to listen to that. I don't have a problem with asking God why. I trust Him. He knows best. I don't need to know all the whys of everything. So it didn't seem like a sermon, the kind of sermon I would need to hear, but man, it was a good one. He does such a good job helping you trust God and realize how good a hands you're in. When you know the one who knows all the whys, you don't need to know why. So I'd urge you to give that one a listen. That's a good one. The sermon on the shield of faith comes from the Ephesians 6 series. And I'm going through that series. I'm just letting you know about the ones that I found most helpful and most important. This one, I think, is a key one. Satan's primary activity in your life is to destroy your faith. As long as you're behind the shield of faith, Satan can't touch you. But if he can get you to go out from behind that shield, or if he can destroy your shield, then he can bring all kinds of devastation into your life. And so he's always going after your faith. This sermon will tell you some of his methods, how he attacks your faith, and ways that you can protect yourself. So you can give that one a listen. The next sermon is from the same series, Praying in the Spirit. Numerous times in Scripture we're told, pray in the Spirit. And we need to understand what that means. Most people, I think, are unsatisfied with their prayer life. If you need some motivation to pray more or to pray better, then you'll find this message helpful, I pray. The article, The Jealousy of God, is, that attribute of God, His jealousy. God says, my name is jealous. He put in the Ten Commandments, He calls Himself jealous. Very big deal in Scripture, and yet overlooked. You don't hear people very often speak of the jealousy of God when they talk about His attributes, because for most of us, we think of jealousy as a negative thing, and it can be a bad thing, but there's a good kind of jealousy that is crucial. It's a very important aspect of loving, especially your spouse, and to understand God's jealousy and how to be encouraged by that and delighted by that. You can give this article a look. Next, just a thought for you here. What an amazing thing it is that it cost God something to redeem us. What infinite wisdom it took for God to even conceive of a way in which it was possible for Him, for something to actually cost Him. If the price were gold or anything else, no matter how much it was, there would be no way for it to cost God, because His resources would be exactly the same after the payment as it was before, since He has infinite resources. Any real sacrifice would be impossible. But God paid your debt in a way that cost him more than anyone has ever sacrificed or ever will sacrifice for anything. The price God was willing to pay to save you was more than you would be willing to pay yourself to save yourself. We know that because of all the times we have not even been willing to give up much smaller things like petty sins for a much higher purpose like His glory. He paid that price for us. What love.